USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Iran appears to be standing down after launching more than a dozen missiles at two Iraqi military bases that host U.S. forces. The president says the United States knew about the possible Iranian missile strike early.
The precautions taken, the dispersal of forces, and an early warning system that worked very well.
The president, addressing the nation from the White House, also confirmed that no Americans were harmed and that more economic sanctions will be placed on Iran. Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, House Minority Leader Republican from California Kevin McCarthy is criticizing Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi for delaying submission of articles of impeachment to the Senate. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, McCarthy also says that the focus of lawmakers should be on other issues. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A new report says private sector jobs were on the rise last month. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The ADP and Moody's Analytics private sector payroll report released on Wednesday morning shows companies adding 202,000 positions in December above analysts' expectations. Construction, the goods-producing industry, and the services sector all did reflect increases in jobs, while positions in manufacturing, natural resources, and mining all declined. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday.
More than 180 people have been arrested in Australia for brush fire-related offenses, including 24 for arson since November. That's according to the New South Wales Police Force. Australia has been engulfed in flames since late July as part of the worst wildfire season in decades. The news comes as many Democratic presidential candidates have insisted man-made climate change was the cause of the fires. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Approximately 2.2 million 25 to 29-year-olds in America are living at home with their parents. Parents of these struggling transitioners typically find themselves trapped into taking care of young people too old to parent, yet too immature to take care of themselves. Parents know what their 20-somethings need to do, whether that's finding a full-time job. It definitely means gaining responsibilities and taking care of themselves. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Mark McConville. He's author of a book titled Failure to Launch, Why Your 20-something Hasn't Grown Up and What to Do About It. And one of the questions I asked him was, what can you do if you have someone in their 20s that is struggling with adulthood?
Well, the first thing I do with parents is we take a look at what they're already doing that is intended to help. And almost inevitably, they are doing things that are designed to be supportive or designed to be motivating. But the very fact that they've shown up in my office tells me those things aren't working. And so I want to look at how their efforts aren't working, how they may have and usually have become part of the problem. Parents really have to learn to think about what it means to parent an adult, which means you have a whole different set of assumptions. You look at support that may have morphed into enabling, and you've got to put a stop to that. You don't create motivation with motivational speeches. You create it by creating necessity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.